Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new edition of Absolute Truth, Absolutely, the LWIM podcast, powered by Living Word Youth Ministries. This is your host, Gio. If you do notice that my voice is a little off, at least I notice it a little off. Maybe you might not, but I do. It's because I'm having slight throat issues, and I do apologize for any inconvenience. If I do stutter my words at any moment or slur my words at any moment, I do apologize beforehand. Just rewind the audio and see if you can try to understand what I'm trying to say. I'll try to make my words very clear so that everyone can understand, but hopefully this will go well. Anyways, I thank you for downloading these podcasts. I just hope, as I always implore, share these with your friends, with your family members, so they too can know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. Jesus tells us, John 8:31 and 32, that if we abide in his word, we will truly be his disciples, and that if we know the truth, we adopt it, we will be free. He tells Pontius Pilate before his death that Jesus came to bear witness of the truth. The truth will set you free. Free from what, Gio? The secular system, the diabolical schemes that people are constantly machinating, so on and so forth. It will leave you free, one step ahead of the machinations, the stratagems of Satan, of the evil one. Always be assured, read your Bible. Your Bible will always showcase what the typical stratagems are and allows you to stay one step ahead of them. Gio, but how does the Bible do that? Just look at history. There's a common phrase that goes something like this: those that are ignorant of history are bound to repeat history's mistakes. I know there are different variants to that, but that's the central idea. And it's true. Even Solomon in Ecclesiastes speaks about this. He mentions that nothing will ever change. People don't study history, and therefore they will make the same mistakes over and over again. But those that do study history, those that do know what the typical patterns are in the secular system, they know how to stay above the fray. That's the key. Jesus allows you to live above the fray, above the secularist system that seeks to destroy, to indoctrinate the masses by showcasing the truth. All you have to do is adopt it. All you have to do is believe in it, and that's it. You're always going to be one step ahead of the game. And believe it or not, downloading this podcast helps you do that. It's a resource for you. And I'm not ashamed in saying that. Some people might say, well, Gio, that's very prideful of you to say something like that. Well, I am assured in my heart, I am totally assured in my heart that what we are disseminating here, what we are promulgating, it is the word of God. If not, I encourage you, examine everything that I have to say. Go back to the scriptures, test it. Paul tells us, test all things, hold fast to that which is good. I have no problem, just like Paul said himself to those that were listening to him, no problem in saying, examine everything I have to say. I have nothing to hide. Jesus himself tells us that those that abide and work in darkness will never come to the light, so their deeds may not be exposed for the evil that they are. But yet those that do good come to the light so that God may be glorified. I'm not doing this for my own glorification. I'm doing this so that God may be glorified, so that you may live in the liberty that we find in Jesus Christ. That is why we put these podcasts. That is why we are giving this away. And we're simply asking you that what you have received by grace, also share it by grace. Share it with other people. Link them to the LWIM page. Link them to the podcast so they too may know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. Thank you once again for downloading. I have a very short commentary this week, and it really has to do with the modern situation in the news media. I'll start by recounting a personal story. I was one that was very indulged as it pertained to American history and became very enthralled with the politics in the current sphere, in the current ambiance or climate, political climate within the United States. And of course, anyone that's clear-eyed sees that our rights are deteriorating before our very eyes, especially as it pertains to what we find Bill of Rights, everything delineated there in the Constitution. And everything that we Christians understand and know, we understand to be the freedoms that God has given man, self-evident truths, as they are written down in our founding documents. Yet, more and more we find that those entrenched in power try to strip away that power from those that gave it to them in the first place. Those that these entrenched individuals say that they are representing. And slowly but surely, we've seen that the machinery of government has been used to strip away the rights of individuals and to impede personal progress. And I do believe that this is a problem. And don't get me wrong, at least personally, I can tell you that I have spoken out against it. I've tried to live in a way that I believe is Christ-like to the best of my ability. I'm not saying I'm perfect, and I hope that the listener has done so also. But that being said, we live in a media industrial complex. I know, some people might listen to those words and say, whoa, the crackpots are out. Let the alarms sound, because the conspiracy theorists are out and about, and every one of these tinfoiled hat individuals are roaming the streets, and they are going to take over our television sets with antennas, with claims that UFOs are taking people into outer space. You know how it goes. The truth of the matter is this. If you analyze the current situation of the modern day mainstream media, it's a business. They need to keep you attached to the television set, the internet, the radio airwaves. They need to keep you attached. The more listenership, the more viewership, the more money they get from sponsors. That's the name of the game. So part of what these people do is that they sensationalize the news in order to keep you attached to the set. Never mind if the truth does not get promulgated. Never mind that the truth is reserved or repressed. So long as they have people attached to the set, to the computer, to the radio airwaves, to the radio dial, they've got you. And then once they've got you, they know that they have captured your attention, then they begin the spin, then they begin the indoctrination. I used to be a part of this. I used to be a part of this group that was so enthralled with what was happening in the Beltway, like many people say, in D.C., as many people have also designated Washington to be, which it is Washington, D.C., but D.C. for short, that it was bogging me down. I noticed every single day was just negativity surrounding. I had this black cloud constantly hovering over my head. And lo and behold, as I read the scriptures, and there was also one quote from C.S. Lewis that really, really brought things into perspective for me. Remember that C.S. Lewis was a writer during a time where nuclear weaponry was being developed. And there were a lot of talking heads, a lot of individuals who were promulgating the idea that the world was going to come to an end because of nuclear proliferation. And one of the things that he mentioned, which caught my eye, and I think it's very appropriate for our day and age, is this. He says, there are those that are so enthralled with the what could happen, with the negativity that surrounds life, that they poison the well of life's pleasures. That's not verbatim, but that's more or less the idea. And I remember thinking about that, and I said, you know, Solomon says the same thing in Ecclesiastes, and everything is vanity and whatnot, and these things just, history repeats itself. Why am I not enjoying life? I'm allowing these people to define the terms of my existence. Instead of allowing God, instead of allowing Jesus to determine the outcome of my existence. Instead of allowing myself to determine the outcome of my existence. I allow these people to define the terms. And I think the Lord used that in order to get me away from that particular thought process, and one that I think is more Christ-centric. And what is this Christ-centric thought process you argue in favor of, Gio? Well, living life. It's that simple. I'm not speaking here about being ignorant. I'm not saying that. I think it's important to be informed. But at the same time, you cannot allow yourself to be drawn in by the tactics employed by many of the modern day talking heads and those that run these industries to be enthralled with what they are telling you to be enthralled with, because if not, you miss out on everything that surrounds your existence and all the blessings that God has bestowed you with. I mean, Jeremiah the prophet in chapter number 17 in his book, he goes on to mention God through the prophet. He says that cursed is the man that places his trust in man and makes his arm strength. One of the things you'll notice in those particular subsequent verses, if I'm not mistaken, it's verse 5 and on, it says that these people, these men, will live in desolation, in a desert. They'll be lonely. Yet he that confides in God, that makes God his trust, his hope, he will be like a tree planted next to a river of flowing waters. Even in a time of anxiety and time of drought, his leaves will be evergreen. And he will never, his fruit will be ever present, even in the time of drought. I mean, think about it. That's so awesome. And what's the key here? Just trusting in God. Yes, you see that the world around you is collapsing. It might seem like the end of the world is approaching us. But nevertheless, you trust in God. God is your sustenance. Some people might say, that's too simplistic. Well, guess what? God's system is designed that way. It's designed for us to simply cast our cares upon him, like Peter says, and therefore, he takes care of us. It's that simple. I know for a lot of people who enjoy intellectually profound things, some might think this is too simplistic. There has to be something more to it. But the truth is, under God's system of grace, that's what it's all about. I mean, even in Jesus' life, you saw it. He didn't have anywhere to sleep. He didn't have anywhere to rest. He was constantly going from person's house to house to house to house, constantly preaching the gospel. He was in his 3.5 year, more or less 3 year ministry on earth, earthly ministry. So he dedicated himself to preaching the gospel. And guess what? God took care of him. Jesus is our prime example. And guess what? Once you've adopted this thought process, once you've adopted this life, if you will, you'll notice that you'll begin to enjoy life more. You'll begin to enjoy those around you, the moments that you have with your family members, relatives. You will commence to see a shift, a dramatic shift in your thought process. That now, yes, to other people that are enthralled with the negativities of life, that might be what defines them, but it doesn't define me. And you will live a long and prosperous life. And even when the rest of the world is decaying, you will notice that God allows you to walk above the fray because you would make proper, prudent decisions to take care of your tomorrow, whether it be financially, whether it be health-wise. God allows you to live that way because you are living according to letting God take care over you. And Gio, what does that entail? Does that mean complete abandon? No. That does not mean complete abandon. That means an adherence to Scripture, because part of confiding in God also means to place trust in the instructions that he has left for us for life. That's why he has given us the Bible. If you want to live above the fray, read it. Adopt what's in it. And that is part of trusting in God. That is part of casting your cares on God. He gives us the solutions. He gives us everything that we need to live life to the fullest. Even when the rest of the world is falling, is breaking at the seams, ripping at the seams, breaking apart, we live above the fray because we learn from him how to live. I mean, it's an amazing thing when you really consider it. It's really astounding how God works this way, in this manner, in our favor. So yes, it doesn't mean complete abandon, because you've got the other side of, you know, the other group that says, I completely trust in God, but in reality, it's a justification, an erroneous one at that, for their being a vagabond. That's not what the Bible prescribes. But the Bible does prescribe trusting in God. In other words, even when I see that there is no human solution possible, he will create a way. And beforehand, before the evil day comes, I see that on the horizon because the Bible allows me to see human history and the tendencies and the patterns, and I'm preparing for that bad tomorrow. While everyone else will be in the midst of destruction, I will live above it. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. It truly is, and I implore you, search the Scriptures. Adopt them. Live the way. Look at the Master. Look at Jesus. See how he confided in God, how he just loved God. I mean, I know, I understand he is God, but in human form here on earth with us, he lived the way that the example, he was the example as the way that we should live. We should follow his example. and you too will live above the fray. I thank you for listening. I thank you for downloading this podcast. This is all the time I have left for this edition. I just hope, share it with others. Give by grace what you have received by grace. I also want to invite those of you that are in the Miami vicinity, surrounding boroughs, neighborhoods, give us a visit. We have our Friday night youth meetings at 8 p.m. every Friday night, coincidentally, right? Every Friday night, 8 p.m. on our website. Every week we update our upcoming meetings, our schedules, what we're going to do, what we're undertaking as a youth group, lwym.org. Also, if you have any questions, please direct those to me at gio@lwym.org. gio@lwym.org. That is all the time I have left. Until the next occasion that we meet, may the Lord shine his face upon you.